Hi, this is UK Neil. Bit of an odd slot for a retro gaming podcast, but you might remember back in the live news in November that the guys were talking about what they call VAT tax, which is what we call VAT or VAT. And on the back of that, UK Mike asked if I'd just go through briefly some of the odder aspects of the way that that works, because it is truly an idiotic tax. That's probably quite alien to those of you outside Europe, but it's been with us for a long time. The UK, we've had to deal with it for over 40 years, but within the rest of Europe, it's been around for a lot longer. That was introduced in the UK in 1973, and in the interest of trying to shoehorn a retro gaming angle into a section about tax, that's the same year that Konami, Sega, and Taito, or Taito, depending on your pronunciation, entered the world of video gaming, and it's the same year that the Magnavox Odyssey was released in Europe. Anyway, back to more mundane things. Just kind of setting the scene here, with VAT in the UK, there are two main rates, which is 20% and 0%. Straight away, that sounds like nonsense, having a rate of tax of 0%. What's the point? But just take it as read. It's the odd way that VAT works, and I'll spare you the reasons. All you really need to know is the point that I just made is 20%, which is called standard rated, or 0%, which is zero rated. And most of the things I'm going to talk about are food related, because that's the business I work in, but the idiocy of VAT extends way beyond food, and I'll give you an example at the end that will just blow your mind. As a general rule, food is zero rated for VAT, so that's the 0% rate, because it's classed as an essential. So far, so good. But sometimes it's not quite that straightforward, so the same food product could either be standard rated or zero rated, depending on how you've bought it or the way that you're going to use it. Good example of this is if I buy a pie from a baker's shop and I want to eat it inside the shop, that's going to be standard rated, 20%. Whether the pie's hot or cold, it doesn't matter. If the pie's cold, rather than hot, and I want to walk outside and eat it, then it'll be zero rated. So just by choosing to eat it inside, it'll cost me 20% more. Now, if I buy a hot pie and I want to take it outside the shop to eat it, it could be standard rated or zero rated, depending on why it's hot. So if it's hot because it just came out of the oven, that's zero rated. But if it's gone cold and I ask them to warm it up for me, that's going to be standard rated. You see how easy that isn't? Anyway, that convoluted treatment's not on its own. Figure the best way to give you an idea of how inconsistent and mind-boggling it is, I'd just give you a quick brain dump of some of the other idiot ways in which it works. So water, if it comes out of your tap, that's zero rated. If it comes in a bottle, that's standard rated. Books made of paper, so hardbacks, paperbacks, are zero rated. But ebooks like a Kindle book, they're standard rated. Makes no sense whatsoever. Peanuts, they're zero rated, but if they've been roasted or salted, that makes them standard rated. Unless you've roasted them in the shells, in which case they're back to being zero rated. If you buy milk, that's zero rated. Unless it's milkshake, in which case it's standard rated. Unless it's chocolate milkshake, in which case it's back to being zero rated again. Yogurt, frozen yogurt particularly. Frozen yogurt standard rated. If you buy frozen yogurt and it's thawed out, then that's zero rated. If you buy meat and that's for human consumption, then it's zero rated, whether it's chicken, beef, lamb, horse, kangaroo or ostrich. But if you buy the live animal that the meat's going to come from, then that's standard rated. Unless it's the ostrich, which is zero rated for some peculiar reason. But if you buy the meat for pet consumption, that's standard rated rather than zero rated. Unless you're going to eat the animal at the end of it, in which case it's back to being zero rated. If you buy a gingerbread man and it's got chocolates for eyes, that's zero rated. If it's also got buttons made of chocolate, that's going to be standard rated. If you buy a toffee apple on a stick, that's zero rated. But if you don't happen to have put the stick in it, that's standard rated. Biscuits or cookies, they're zero rated. But chocolate biscuits are standard rated, but they might be zero rated. So if the chocolate's on the inside rather than the outside, so chocolate chip cookies, something like that, that's zero rated. If the chocolate's on the top, then that's standard rated. Unless it's a shortbread biscuit. Now, if it's a shortbread biscuit and it's chocolate coated, that's standard rated. But if it's what we call millionaire shortbread, which is there's a layer of caramel between the chocolate and the biscuit, that's back to being zero rated again. Sticking with the chocolate biscuit point, about 25 years ago, there was a legal case in the UK regarding something called Jaffa Cakes. Now, Jaffa Cakes are a British product, but you can buy them as an import in other countries. I've seen them overseas when I've been there. But it's an odd product. It's kind of slightly cakey, slightly biscuity at the same time. So the dispute was whether or not this was a chocolate-covered biscuit or a chocolate-covered cake. Because if it was a cake, there was no VAT on it. If it was a biscuit, there would have been VAT. So a Jaffa cake, just explain the anatomy of a Jaffa cake. It's about 2.5 inches across. It's round. There's a kind of semi-hard sponge base there. A layer of orange jelly on the top of that. And it's topped off with chocolate. And for decades, Jaffa cakes have been the favourite of cannabis smokers with a case of the munchies, as an aside. Key factor in the legal case, whether it was, as I said, whether it's a cake or a biscuit. Obviously, the manufacturers wanted to prove that it was a cake, because then there'd be no VAT on it. And to kind of help the court with that decision, they made a huge Jaffa cake, and they left it out in the open air to see what happened to it. Because they put forward the case that if it's a cake and you leave it out to go stale, it'll go hard and dry. If you leave a biscuit or a cookie out and it goes stale, it'll go soft. And in the end, the court decided that it was a cake. Stoners all over the UK rejoiced. It meant that the cost didn't go up by 20%, and they could carry on buying the cause of and solution to the munchies. And finally, to cap off this section, if you listen back to the November podcast, UK Mike said something in relation to that about Tibetan goat fur. So I'll explain the reference that he went through, but I'll warn you, it's going to get messy. Basic rule in the UK is that children's clothing is zero rated for VAT, 0% VAT, unless part of the clothing is made from animal skin with fur or wool attached to it. So if you've got an item of clothing with fur or wool attached and it's for children, you've then got to look at, is it headgear, gloves, buttons, belts or buckles? Because they're zero rated. If it's any other item of clothing, you've then got to look at whether or not it's predominantly made from skin with fur or wool attached. And then if the skin's from a rabbit, a lamb or a sheep, in which case it's zero rated. But if it comes from cattle, and cattle includes buffalo, horses, pigs, chamois, gazelle, deer or dogs. Now, I don't know who's putting dog fur on children's clothing, but there you have it. If it's any of those and the skin hasn't been tanned, then it's zero rated. But if the skin has been tanned, that's then standard rated. But if the fur or wool doesn't come from a rabbit, lamb, sheep, cattle, horse, pigs, chamois, gazelle, deer or dogs, you then need to consider whether it comes from goats or kids. If it comes from goats or kids from Mongolia, Tibet or Yemen, it's standard rated, whether it's been tanned or not. Otherwise, it's zero rated. If the item that you're looking at has only been trimmed with fur rather than being largely made of fur, then you need to look at whether or not it's new or secondhand. If it's new, you've got to look at whether the fur costs more than half the cost of the item, in which case you go back to it being treated as an item that's predominantly made of fur. If it's second-hand, you've got to look at whether the fur is actually 20% or less of the outside surface of the item. If it is, it's zero-rated. But if it's more than 20% of the outside surface, then it's back to being treated as predominantly fur item, and you're back to looking at whether or not it's made from goats or kids that come from Mongolia, Tibet or Yemen. So hopefully that's cleared up any remaining confusion you had about VAT and what it's going to look like when it reaches a state near you. Enjoy.